Hi, Richard, how can I be?
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey. Doing good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. I saw that you had filled out the contact form on our website, and I wasn't sure if you already have an account or if you had some questions I could help you with.
Yeah, I did have some questions. Thanks for calling back.
Of course. Yeah, no problem.
I have a friend of mine. He uses your service, and he says he pays about $300 a month for the services.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not exactly clear on what you guys do for him, though. I think he says you guys kind of help him with the website, and I guess help him. It might be some SEO stuff. I'm not sure.
Yes. Yeah. So what your friend has is a reduced rate for our platinum package. And so that's the one that would give you the most dominant internet presence locally and get your phone ringing with new clients. So it would promote your business on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. It also would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result completely. So we would also program your business into the mobile platform, meaning you will now come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market you'll be able to capitalize on. And then, do you have a website set up yet or a business Facebook or anything like that?
I do, but they can both use some TLC, to be honest. I just don't have time to really bother as much as I should.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. Yeah, and I relate to you because I talk to business owners all day long, and that's the number one reason that sites don't get finished or Facebooks don't get spoofed up is they just don't have time for it, right? So
right,
we could
right.
definitely help you with that. But the reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's really cool how it works. You know how when you search for pretty much anything online, how that next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's going to be an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company popping up. So it's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see, you know, not only how many new clients you received, but you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. So how long have you actually been in business?
Six years, and been an LLC since 2023, I believe.
Excellent. Okay.
So
years
I tell you, one of obviously you can imagine I've tried different type of services like yours, and I haven't really been so happy with them. So I've lost a little faith in them. But something that he mentioned that really caught my attention is he says that you guys follow up with him every week or so, just kind of see how things are going and how things are moving along. And that alone right there to me is worth gold, because all these other services I've tried, I'm the one calling them every couple of weeks. Hey, you know, it's not too busy. Have you guys tried anything? And then they'll give me some information, but it's kind of like I'm after them. And I don't think it should be that way.
Yeah, you know, as a premier partner to Google, that's one thing that we really take a lot of pride in, that we're all, you know, 100% domestically U.S.-based, and you can reach us every day, you know, Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific time. So even in the event that, you know, your account manager is going to touch base with you on a certain day, if you have a question in the meantime, you can always reach us. You know, it's very easy to call in and get a hold of us. So, and we do that for a reason. You know, obviously we want you to be comfortable with the service. And then any updates that you make to your package down the road, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So what I mean by that is that let's say that you have some really cool before and after photos 3 months from now that you don't have now, or you have a new logo or something like that, by all means, you know, send those to us as you get them, because we would definitely, like I said, be updating them as they come in, and that keeps your content fresh, right? So yeah. If you're busy and you say, I don't have time for any of that, Tina, then that's okay too. You know, we would use stock photos because our objective is to get you up and running, you know, but if you can send your own content, it always is a benefit to you, you know? So, I can actually match the pricing that your friend has since you're a referral. So it would be just a flat rate month to month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that would go on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $398. Now, okay. Is this your site, comforttheoryservices.com? I think I found it.
How do you know?
Is it? Okay. Yeah, I see that there's a different number on there, which kind of threw me off, but I had a feeling it was you because I saw that it was a Jacksonville address, and I know you're in Jacksonville, so I thought I would give it a stab in the dark. So let me just
and the picture of that guy right there, the logo, that's pretty much how I look. That's my photo.
Oh, wait a second. I don't see the picture on here. One second.
No, like a little mascot guy. I'm just kidding. He's like a scientist looking guy with glasses.
I see well, do you know where it is on the site? Because I see kind of like where it says Comfort Theory, and there's like a house with like a snowflake and a kind of like a heating thing. Is that you? That's your logo with the house and everything?
Yeah, that's the one. Well, I guess I don't know what happened to the guy. Maybe he got deleted somehow. But it's a little scientific-looking guy.
Send it to us in an email, because I would love to promote it on the Google page and on the Facebook ads. I'm really big on branding, meaning if you have a little scientist-looking guy, you know, why not plaster that everywhere online that's associated with your business? So kind of like when people see a duck, they think of Aflac. Pretty soon when people see a little scientist guy, they're going to think of Comfort Theory. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The idea behind that is, you know, probably you see the logo. The slogan that says our theory is comfortable temperatures and clean air equals happy customer or something like that. So
happy home. Yep. Our theory. Yep. I see.
The idea I was trying to go for is, you know, the guy is like trying to say, hey, look, it's not just okay to have your AC blowing cold. You got to have, you know, good humidity and good temperature. I mean, good clean air as well. So I haven't really fully been branded the way I want it to be, but that's kind of what I'm going for. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like equals the happy home, meaning you're measuring the other metrics, not just the cool air, but the humidity and everything to make it more comfortable, thus the name of your business. That's awesome.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see how that ties in, and I will definitely heavily notate your account so that when the technicians, you know, start this, they will, you know, help you brand that. And then as far as setting this up, did you want to give it a shot, and that way you can see how well it works?
Well, I guess question, is there like a contract associated with it or minimum time?
Great question. No, we're a performance-based company, so we allow you to go month to month, you know, and track the results that you're getting and kind of pay as you go, you know, so there is no contract. You can cancel at any time. All we ask is that you would call within 3 business days of your billing to prevent the next month's charge. So since today's the 23rd, you would always be charged on the 23rd. And again, if you wanted to, you know, cancel just any time within the month up to 3 days before that date.
Yeah, okay. And like, how much do you anticipate? Is there going to be, I imagine, an additional ad spend in addition to the 300 or anything like that?
This package is all inclusive, and it includes the local map section of Google on the first page. And with that, you don't have to have ad spend. It's unlimited clicks. However, we do offer Google Ads and Google Guaranteed too. And I think you probably don't need the Google Ads. Those are more for the big corporations that have, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget because they're very expensive. Yeah. But you would be an excellent candidate for Google Guaranteed. You're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah, so I'm actually, quick side note, I'm actually on Google Guaranteed, but it's not working the way I'd like it to. And also, a couple of things about that is, number one, I imagine you have to, you should be going in there and updating information, keeping it fresh. I don't do that. And also, one of the services that, you know, our main line of business, bread and butter, is heating and air conditioning, but we also do duct cleanings. Air duct cleaning is kind of like a side service.
Okay.
Back to the back to the whole thing about, you know, air quality being good as part of my theory. But I noticed like 9 out of 10 calls that I get are duct cleaning jobs. So I don't, and that's not really what I'm trying to do on Google Guaranteed. I'm trying to get more like air conditioning work because that's what leads to more business, more money, you know. So I don't know if it's set up properly or some things to be done on there, but that's my only complaint with the Google Guarantee. But, you know, if you guys would be able to look at that and help me modify that so it works the way it's supposed to and maybe adjust the budget so I'm not spending as much on it as I am, you know, whatever.
That's exactly the benefit of hiring us to do it is that we are a premier partner with Google, so we have the data that can see in the Google Guaranteed leads which keywords are going to get the most bang for your buck, meaning they're the most cost effective, but they're attracting a higher end client. And then when we manage it, we can actually set it up where you're only focusing on heating and air and eliminate those duct cleaning calls for just the map section, right? Because that's unlimited. So you, those, that would be one of your keywords for the local maps, but we can focus only on heating and air. And, you know, some people even go as far as to say, I want to focus on just installs. You know, I want repairs to still, you know, be my keyword, but just for Google Guaranteed installs to keep up my costs down. So all we would charge if you wanted us to take that over is the one-time transfer fee of $250. If you bundle it together with this package, that $99 setup fee goes into the transfer fee. So you kind of save $100 by bundling it together. And then all it would be once it's, you know, all transferred is about $46.67 per lead. As you know, with Google Guaranteed, it's an exclusive lead program. So Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies like a typical lead service. So if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed when we're managing it for you, it's exclusive to you. So you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it. And also, we monitor it. So let's say somebody calls you off Google Guaranteed and says, oh, hey, Richard, are you hiring? That's not a lead. You're not going to get charged for it, right? Or if they say, hey, you know, my AC, you know, needs, you know, some repairs. I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that because that's not in your service area. So that's the major benefit of having us manage it is not only the exclusivity of it, but also you don't have to constantly be going in there and trying to dispute calls that are or not valid, right? Because we would do that for you. So if you wanted to have us do it, it would be, I think, let's see, the $299 plus the $250 would be, so it would be $549 today. And then in 4 to 8 weeks, we say, but with a transfer, it goes a little bit quicker. Whenever we have the transfer complete and, you know, the Google Guaranteed stamp is already next to your name, we would call you and say, okay, we want to activate the budget to run the leads, which equals 13 leads within the month or $609. Now, you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You can take on as little or as many as you want. So let's say that you take on 6 or 7 leads and they're all big jobs. Then what would happen is the next month you just pay for the 6 or 7 leads that you took just to kind of replenish that bucket. Make sense?
Okay. Kind of lost it on the last part, but
Oh, okay. So the leads run an average of $46.67 each, and that's a variable. Let's say it's a smaller job, it might only be $38 for the lead. Let's say it's a bigger job, it might be $48 for the lead, right? But the average is $46.
And this is true. And I'm sorry, this is through Google Guarantee we're talking about, right?
Yes, through Google Guaranteed. And it's not a click or a phone call. It's an actual lead, a qualified client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you, right? Google calls that a micro moment, right? So the average is $46.67. And we would multiply that by 13 leads within the month and call you, you know, a couple of weeks down the road once everything's transferred, and activate the budget, which would be $609. And then each month, you just pay for the leads that you took to just kind of replenish that bucket. So even if you took two leads, you would just pay the next month the $46.67 times two. You wouldn't have to pay the $609 again. Are you following me now?
Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of? Okay. I guess, yeah, I didn't want to confuse you.
But I guess, yeah, and that would be separate. So you guys charge, like, I guess, an extra $250 to manage the Google Guaranteed on its own?
Exactly. Yep, okay. That's a separate service. So that's the transfer fee. So we could do the $250, and then, you know, once it's transferred, call you to activate the lead budget. And then what you're going to see is such a huge difference in the quality of the calls that are coming in, because we're going to be managing it for you only for the heating and AC, and, you know, targeting if you want high-end clients, if you want commercial clients, if you want residential, whatever it is you want specifically, we could use the Google Guaranteed specifically for that. And then for all of your keywords, including the duct cleaning, that would be for the local map section, which would be the $299 a month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I think that sounds pretty good. It's definitely worth trying out. I would be interested in it.
I'm excited for you, Richard. You're going to be so thrilled with this. So let me just actually.
I don't like to be Mr. Negative Nelly, but I've been down this road and I've heard similar words, and it just doesn't seem to work out very good for some reason.
I
don't know if it's just something. I think it's just the area is kind of small and not that great, or, you know, not, I don't know. Maybe I just haven't found the right company. Hopefully it's that, and you guys are it, you know.
That's what I was going to tell you, because I totally understand where you're coming from. I've been with this company for 14 years, and you can imagine I've heard every kind of horror story of imaginable with other companies. And you have to realize that with local SEO services, it's not all apples to apples. Sometimes it's two guys in a basement that get together and try to do programming, or it's a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you have an issue, they're impossible to get a hold of, right? So that's why success on the internet is all about working with the right company. You know what I mean? And we not only have the premier partnership, we have almost 21 years of industry expertise. It's our anniversary in December, our 21st. And we have that elite status with Google, where we were hand selected to have the premier partnership. So you know that your business is definitely in the best of the best hands as far as getting you a nice return on investment. And that's why we don't have to do contracts. You know, our goal is never for someone to spend, you know, $299 monthly with us and then just break even, because if that's the case, it's not a smart business decision, even though it's nice, you know? So it's our goal to make sure everybody yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, which is exactly why your friend referred you to us, because, you know, they're having excellent results and they know that you're going to have excellent results too. You know what I mean?
He really is, yeah. And, you know, he's he does like construction and remodeling type of work, which, you know, we do air conditioning and we're not as busy as we should be. And I just think that a big part of that is just because I just feel like we're invisible, you know. When we go out to do some work and when they find us on Google, the customers are happy and, you know, they're going to call us back, sure, but it kind of stops there, you know, and that's not enough.
I noticed
to really
that.
Stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I saw that you have a weaker internet presence, and that's exactly what this program is going to fix for you. And like I said before, give you that dominant internet presence locally so that your phone can ring with new clients. So let me just see here. Did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Debit.
And does it have your name displayed on the card or the business name or both?
It's got both.
Okay. So any middle name or initial or?
No. It's simple.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think you put on the form that your last name was Ramirez, correct? So it's just Richard Ramirez?
Yes, ma'am. And okay, not to be confused with the Night Stalker from California.
Oh, gosh. I just thought of that when you said that. How terrible. I always think of, like, when I talk to a Karen that, oh, I'm so sorry that, like, they get such a bad rep, you know? But this is even worse.
You know, the funniest part, though, is I used to work in telemarketing when I was, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
I had no idea who he was. And then I would call once in a while people in California trying to sell them stuff. And Richard Ramirez, a Night Stalker. Oh, no.
Oh.
Of course they were joking, but. And they'd hang up. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah, and then you had to look it up. Like, what is going on? You know what, though? Yeah. I mean, now that it's been so many years since that happened, it's a good icebreaker for people. You know, if not, get a laugh out of them. Say, hey, not like the Night Stalker, like you just said.
That's true. Yeah.
So what is the billing address, Richard?
It's 503.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Company Road.
Okay.
Jacksonville, NC.
Mm-hmm.
28546.
Perfect. So 503 Lake Company Road, Jacksonville, North Carolina, 28546.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And then the card number when you're ready.
Okay. That'd be 5348.
Okay.
5700.
Okay.
1486.
Got it.
9129.
Okay, expiration?
0430.
And the code?
060.
060. Okay, so what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they will go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Some of the voice verification recording is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to, you know, have you repeat your business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Comfort Theory Heating and Air, LLC.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Richard Ramirez, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 23rd, in the non-refundable amount of just $549. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, we'll call you to activate the budget for the leads once that Google guaranteed transfer is complete. And then that concludes the voice verification recording. So I'm going to look at the calendar and set something up for the technician to call you later today and go through setting it all up. Do you want something as close to now as possible, or should we push it out later?
No, as close as now as possible.
Okay.
In the office today doing some admin work, so it'll be a good time to take care of it.
Good. Okay, so I have a 1 o'clock open, if that would work.
Sure.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is block out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you some special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I did, yes.
Okay, perfect. So if you would go in and click on the link in the text, it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. And all you have to do once that page loads is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's three little boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The second shows that you receive text messages. And the third shows that you know it's a reoccurring charge. Once you select those three and plug your name in, you can hit confirm signature. Now, if it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So you don't need the username and password right this second. That's in your welcome email already. But I tell you that because if you see that, then that's a good sign. It means it went through.
Okay. Yeah, it's all set.
You saw it. Okay, perfect. Okay. So other than that, you are all good to go. So I have a couple of questions that I want to notate on the account. Number one, is the business address the same as the billing, or is it the one at the Maypatch Road, which is on your website? Do you remember which address you used to get the Google Business page verified?
Sure. Yeah, we did the 110, which is the physical business location.
Okay, so let me go back and put that in for the actual business. And then I'm going to keep the other one just for billing. So, oh, good. It pulled it up. Wow, Google indexed it, right? When I put it in 1110 Maypatch Road, Jacksonville, and the zip is still 28546.
Yeah,
and then
is,
other than
sweet,
that, it's sweet C. Sweet. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Perfect. Uh-huh. Perfect. So, okay, I got it. Everything's saved, so I have the business address. And then lastly, do you have access to that Google business page, or is that something that a prior company built for you?
No, good question. The Google business page, I don't recall if somebody else did it or if it was myself.
So if you go to business.google.com and click on login at the top, if you created it, probably it's going to autofill your credentials and you would just log in and you would know, okay, I created it. If you go to business.google.com and you click on login and you try with your email and your username that you usually, or password that you usually use, whatever that is, and you can't get in, then chances are it was created by another company. Okay. So what I'm going to do just in case is I'm going to send you a separate email that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. So if you have access to it, you would add Local Splash as a manager and we can start optimizing it right away, okay? If you don't have access to it, don't worry about it. The technicians will, you know, get with Google. We'll try to get into it through the back door, and then once we have access, we would start optimizing. Because the worst thing that could happen is for some Mickey Mouse company to create a duplicate, because that would actually hurt your rankings. So we won't duplicate
it. And that actually, I think that happened already. I think there's two.
Okay. If there are two, I only see one, but again, I'm not in the verification department. When they start digging into this, if they see a couple of duplicates out there, what they'll do is they'll get with Google and have them merge them together and then delete the duplicates. So that way, at the end of the day, you'll just have the one that's promoting your business. But the one that I see has 16 five-star ratings on it, and I think that that's really, really good. You know, you probably want to keep that for your reputation. And then other than that, you're going to see that email that says, your Google Guarantee campaign begins, Comfort Theory Heating and Air LLC. That's an application form if you were actually starting this fresh. So I don't think you're going to have to put in all of your license and insurance information there, but I probably would go through it and just fill it out anyway just to be safe. And do you have the CID number that's associated with your Google Guaranteed campaign so that the technicians can transfer it successfully?
What is the website for that one so I can look it up? Google Guarantee. I haven't been in there in a minute, to be honest with you. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I actually don't know either how to get into it because I don't set up the campaigns. I just, you know, are on the front end. So I'll put a note here for the technician when they call you at 1 to help you get into the Google Guaranteed campaign so that you can get the CID number so that we can transfer it, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. And then I had another question for you, if you don't mind.
Please.
So what I'm paying right now with Google Guaranteed on a weekly basis, I think I set up a weekly budget. That'll go away eventually, and I'll just start doing it for you guys so I don't have two charges, I guess.
Correct. Yeah, whatever you're paying Google Guaranteed on your own, stop doing that. Just let your budget run out, and then we'll take it over. And then moving forward, the Google Guaranteed budget would go through us, and then we'll be managing it for you, okay?
Yeah, and I guess they can help me through that, make sure that stops correctly.
Yep. I'll put a note in here for them to help you through it. And then lastly, if you would email us that logo that you were talking about, or I can show you how to upload it through the dashboard. Either way, I want to put it in the notes just so that they can start branding you. So if you choose to email it, you would just use photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, please, I just want to double check.
I'm surprised he's not under. I don't know what happened. Maybe he retired or he got tired of not getting enough work. He quit.
Who?
The mascot.
Yeah, he's not in Jacksonville. He's on a beach somewhere in Tahiti with a pineapple and a little umbrella in his drink, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay, when you get your stuff together and get more work, let me know. In the meantime, I'll be here.
That's awesome.
But yeah. Let's bring him back.
You know what?
Let's bring him back to work.
Yeah, we're putting him back to work for sure.
I don't know if you could add a note too, if it's a nice stock image that I got.
Okay.
But if it's possible, I wanted to see if we can modify him. Like I wanted to maybe add like some refrigerant gauges that he's carrying or something like that, if possible. I don't know if that's even possible or not, but
it is. Yeah, it is. I want to preface that by letting you know that if somebody asks us to modify a logo, we always do it as a courtesy, and people are, you know, 99.9% of the time thrilled with the outcome. But we are not graphic designers. We typically don't do logos. You know, we will do it as a courtesy. But please, if you see the finished product and there's something on there that you want to revise, just let us know so that we can fix it, okay?
Yeah, just something that'll make him look like, because right now he looks like a scientist. And I just emailed it. I don't know if you have access to it now, but maybe you can see what I'm talking about. But,
Oh yeah,
I just want something he can make him look more like his air conditioning guy. He does air conditioning work or something.
Okay. So you wanted him like, either like something to show that he's doing AC work or maybe, holding refrigerators or something like that, right?
Probably, I don't know if you know what refrigerant gauges are that we use in our line of work that we hook up to a unit to check pressures. Maybe just holding that over his shoulder or something. something like that. That's just
okay. It's called a roofer engager.
Refrigerator engager.
Oh, okay. I was like, why would it be roofer engager? I heard you wrong. Okay. So refrigerator engager. Okay. So I don't know what that is, but obviously with AI out there and with Google and technology, our technicians can easily, you know, figure out what that is and definitely put a, you know, a picture with your logo and the little, you know, scientist guy holding that refrigerator engager. That's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I just was saying that it's a refrigerator.
Is it one tool or is it a couple of them?
It's actually called refrigerant gauges. So it's like a gauge that you would hook up to a system, pressure gauge.
Oh, okay.
And it shows you how much pressure is in a system.
Got it. Okay. So I already put that in the notes here. I don't have access to the photos email that goes to customer support, but as long as you sent it from the same email address that we have on file, which is comforttheoryservices@gmail.com, they will tag it and they'll know that it's associated with your business, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm so glad everything worked out. What is the name of your friend that referred you? I want to just notate the account so he gets credit for it.
Yeah, his name is Alexi. I think it's A-L-E-X-Y. His last name is Blanco, B-L-A-N-C-O.
And he's a contractor, right?
Yes, ma'am. Also here in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
The name of his business at all or no?
No, I'm not sure, you know.
Okay.
I'm not sure where
I'll look it up by his name. If I can't find it, I'll let you know, but I do want to tag it. We have a really good referral program where if you refer someone to us and they sign up, once they've been with us for 30 days, they'll get a free month of local service. So it would be the $199 credit that goes on his account once you've been with us for 30 days. So, you know, I definitely want to make sure he gets credit. And tell him,
cool.
You know, next time you talk to him, thank you so much for referring you. I know you're going to love it.
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, you're all good to go. The technicians will call you around 1 o'clock. And so if you can't get into the Google Guaranteed campaign, then just wait for them and they'll help you look up that CID number. Okay.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you. Appreciate the
you're,
call. Hope
you're very
good.
Welcome. I will. You too. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.